Welcome to Blah Blah Blah. I'm Cicely.
I'm Genevieve.
And I'm Zulema.
And we're so happy to be talking to you again this week.
How else do you introduce the podcast? Somebody else try. Let's just first week.
Okay.
Glad to be here.
Anyway, Gee, how was your week?
It was actually really nice. I went to Maine. I hopped on a little bus and then a train. Portland, Maine with
no.
my
hopped on the bag. Hopped on the bus at Port Authority with my bag and my weekender. Heading up to Maine to see my mom.
Yeah.
She's gonna be so happy.
Okay, so we didn't get the rhyme going.
Guys, I was trying to think of a rhyme and I'm not gonna waste it like that. No, I will that never be beautiful. A rapper. Maybe I should just do OnlyFans.
They're not gonna understand that.
Want to give context?
I just listened to Iggy Azalea on Emrata's podcast.
High Low.
And she's doing OnlyFans now. And I was just really wanting to hear your guys' opinions on OnlyFans. But you guys need to listen to the episode and then we'll...
Yeah. And we'll talk about that later. I just wanted to put the reference in there. Thank and then G gave a little explanation, which is always helpful.
Let's silence our cell phones, please.
I know. Okay. I'm technically still on the clock.
Zucchini. So. I'm pretty sure that was you over there.
No.
Zucchini, you're on the clock now.
How was Maine? Tell me about Maine. I want to hear about it.
Yeah, so went to Maine mostly because my mom's there by herself because my grandma was getting like a procedure. It all went really well, which is great.
Yay, I'm glad it went well.
And
her mom was really scared and she needed protection, so she invited G to come up as her bodyguard.
Wait, how was your house?
Oh, yes. Okay, so a meteor struck our house.
Don't lie to our viewers.
Struck our house. No, just joking. actually, I'm not. Am I?
Okay.
Are you on drugs?
Basically, a pipe burst.
So super similar to a meteor in the roof.
Wait, a pipe burst? Sounds kind of sexual.
Oh, my
dear, I'm not thinking that.
Yeah. I was.
Oh, you
when you girls. Said pipe up.
Get your head out of the gutter. We have young viewers out there.
Get your head out of the pipe.
Oh.
Oh, because it might burst.
In your...
Oh, geez.
Anyways, so pipe burst.
Okay.
Where did it burst? It's going to be 5 hours long. It burst.
On your face. Inside of you. On your chest.
Maybe you should join OnlyFans.
No, I would never. I'm not comfortable on camera like that. Unless it's a digital or a film.
Unless it's a cheap poly shoot.
Or a Polaroid.
Okay, anyways, a pipe burst in my bedroom.
On your bed.
It totally destroyed her bedroom.
Okay, guys. Made your bedroom so wet.
It has to get reconstructed.
It got really wet. It did.
Yeah, I know.
The floor is all ripply. On the floor. The
really?
Yeah.
What?
And
like the wood? Like wood.
Yeah, the wood. And that...
We are so immature.
It just keeps getting more, though. It's
sexual.
Okay, but seriously. The garage, the water, soaked the floor, and then it sunk down, and I guess that, okay, and, so the garage kind of, caved in, which is horrible, so we can't put the car in there, and I guess everything in the
garage
got ruined.
Was there a car in the garage? Yeah. And is it ruined?
But my parents weren't there, no, so they had, our friend come over and, take the car out. It was fine, but, all the stuff in the garage, I think, is damaged. And, she had all the, furniture and stuff in there.
Oh, shoot.
So, anyways, my mom's, dealing with that. They're going to demo the whole thing, my whole room.
Oh, my goodness.
Any update on the bed situation and the state of the bed?
Unfortunately, it's kind of okay.
Shit.
Oh, okay, no. So let me fill in for context. My mom decided to design each room of our main house with a theme. So... There's a sail room,
sailing
room.
Sailboat
room. And then there's a lobster room. And then there's my room was the whale room. Mm. So the best thing about this whole...
NG didn't get to pick the theme of her room.
Unfortunately, I did not. But the highlight of this whole thing is that I get to redo my room. My mom's like, you can redo whatever you want.
So exciting.
She's going to move that bed into a different room. So I have a new bed.
Oh my God. Yeah, okay, but yeah, talk about the bed a little bit.
Oh yeah. So the bed is the headboard.
Custom made.
Custom. The bed headboard is a wave. Like imagine it's like.
It has two posts on either side. And then in between the posts is like a wave looking out
like
of wood.
Like silhouette.
You know?
Yeah. You know, I personally would not have picked that, but I love, my mom picked a theme and she committed. She fully committed.
She committed to each room, yes. And you walk in there and you are like lobster, sailboat.
Whale.
Whale.
Whale
easy.
Sheets.
You don't even have to think.
So I get to redo my room, which I'm kind of excited about. I was like going on Pinterest now. I'm like.
But the whole thing with the bed is that it doesn't fit in the room, basically.
Yes, because the wall is slanted and it bothers
me so
much.
It's like above
so
a garage,
much.
So it's like almost like a point. And the bed wouldn't go against the wall. There was like 2 feet behind the bed.
Like my OCD was like flaring up because it's just like, that's bothering.
So you get to choose a new bed and everything? What, are you going to keep the theme?
Of whales?
No. What theme are you going to do?
She's going to do the whale. She's going to keep that bed and like doing something else. Yeah. I finally expressed to her that that was not my personal
Because in the like, even in the like workout-y room, whatever, the guest room upstairs, you could put the whale bed would fit in there. It
That's
would fit in a regular bedroom.
Yeah,
it's that just
works.
That your walls
That's
are slanted.
What she's doing, which is what I said. This is perfect. Now we can take. There's another bed in the guest room. Put that one, and it works with the slanted thing. But I was saying to her, I really want it to kind of be. I mean, I want it to be my own taste. So like, I want to get one of those like pendant lights that are like.
I love those. I've been looking for one of those on Facebook Marketplace.
What's it called?
They're like almost
like a paper
strings.
Lantern.
Yeah.
Like a big lantern one, and I kind of want it to be more. I think my vibe should be like Matilda Jerf.
Yeah.
Like her
Scandinavian summer house. That's how I want it to look. I want like floral sheets and it to just look more cozy in there because it was kind of dark before.
Yeah. I think like, it's hard also in Maine. It's so cold and it's in the winter and it kind of just gets depressing. Like you really need your room to feel so cozy, extra cozy up there.
So I'm kind of excited about that. She's going to let me take the reins on that one.
Love
That's
that.
Exciting.
But no, it was really nice just hanging out because I had the worst week. Well, you've heard it on the pod. I just had a bad week with anxiety that whole week of like Valentine's Day. And it was just the best distraction to hang out with my mom and be with her and just kind of unwind. Although it's so difficult to like do work there because our Wi-Fi is terrible. So,
which is kind of nice to unplug.
It kind of is, but now I got to get back to stuff. But no, it was, I had a great week. And then let me
it
just.
It snowed, didn't it?
Yes. Okay.
That
so my
incredible.
Last day. Huge snowstorm hit and I was like, is this going to make it difficult to get back? It was fine, but, it was beautiful to see that on the last day. And then the train ride back looking out the window.
That must have been
so pretty.
Really pretty.
Side note, I'm from San Francisco and outside of San Francisco is Marin County, which I lived there too. And it's never like, it does not snow in San Francisco. Like that's not a
was
thing
it
that happens.
In San Francisco? It
snowed
in Portland.
It
snowed
in Marin last night and yesterday, like all the mountains are covered in
it
has
hailed in LA.
It has
everywhere.
It has
snowing,
never snowed,
except for
I don't
New
think,
York,
in
which
Maine.
Is crazy.
I mean, in Marin County, it's never snowed, and it's like it's crazy for it to snow there. It gets like Marin County's 65 degrees constantly, like it never gets that cold, so it's so insane. And then it's warm here. I'm like, what the
hell?
That
makes no sense.
There's a crazy storm going on, but for some reason, it's skipping New York. Yeah, it was weird.
Because we're here. They're like, it's too hot. It's not going to turn into...
These girls are too hot.
It's not going to turn into what we want it to be.
Snow's going to melt.
Yeah.
But I got back yesterday, and I was going to this play by myself that I accidentally bought tickets for.
What play was it?
Anne Juliet on Broadway.
How do you accidentally buy tickets?
You accidentally buy tickets for the wrong day.
Oh, shit.
The wrong Thursday. I meant next Thursday, but I bought them for this Thursday, and no refunds. And they were going to a play is kind of expensive, so I was like, I need to.
And it's something you
myself.
Enjoy. You're like, it's not like you're
dragging
yourself.
Oh no, I love
yourself.
Going to plays, but I'm not a huge musical person necessarily. But this
was it a musical?
It was a musical about Anne Juliet, so it's like Romeo and Juliet. What would happen if she didn't kill herself?
Oh, that's
him?
Interesting.
Oh my god, can you give us a little like summary, but don't give away the ending?
She like goes on a journey to like Paris to find herself, and she like starts
that's
dating
cute.
Some other
Is
guys.
Is it Emily in Paris?
Kind of. It's Juliet in Paris. She kind of realizes like she doesn't need a man. She just thinks herself has a good message. But they do pop songs throughout it. It's not like original songs. They're doing like Katy Perry. They're doing like Kesha
songs.
And it's like. It was just really fun. And
are they doing cute. Iggy Iggs?
No, they did not do Iggy Azalea. unfortunately. I wish they did some rap. But they kind of do it in, like, a musical theater-y, like, they do these pop songs in a musical theater voice. Which is, like, it was really, it was fun. It was fun because I had two martinis, which here is how I will give you context for that. The play might have not been good because I had two martinis. Like, I think I was just biased.
But two martinis will really influence your decision.
That will make,
something.
I think, anything extremely look good. Joyful. Yeah. So I had this dream, which I don't know if I talked about it on the pod, but I really wanted to,
not
ever since
a sleeping
New York,
dream,
a real life
fantasy.
I really wanted to have dinner and a drink by myself at one of my favorite places, Minetta Tavern. I wanted to go sit at the bar. And it's kind of intimidating. So I was like, okay, this is the perfect night to do it because I'm going to play by myself.
I feel like bar is a good situation when you're alone.
And the bartenders there are usually, I've been there before and they're very friendly and nice. But it is so different going by yourself. I've been with a date before. But I got up there and they were like, for two? And I was like,
for one.
For one. She said, oh, okay. So I sit down and immediately the bartender's like super sweet, like start talking to me and I get a martini and I get steak frites. It was like,
that's like your
so
last meal.
Work. Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, what are you, is this like post work? And I was like, yeah. And also I'm going to see a play. And I was like, well, actually, I'm living out my dream right now. And he was like, what? And I was like, this is my first time having a drink and like dinner by myself. And he was like, oh, yeah, you got to do that once a month. I do that once a month.
Once a month?
I know. And I was like,
I need to start doing that once a month. I need to pick a day that I can do it. Because I feel like the month just goes by and you don't realize that the month has gone by.
Well, it's good to do it at a place that you're comfortable with, that you know. And
and I also think a bar is a great, like, middle ground, you know? It's, like, a good, like, dipping your feet in the water. It's not like you're sitting at a table just by yourself. You're on a bar, at a bar with other people and it doesn't really look like you're necessarily, like, by yourself. Yeah.
He gave me this recommendation for this place called Figaro, Cafe Figaro.
Oh, where is it?
Right down the street.
I've
walked by it. He said they have, like, really good happy hour. That's where he goes. And he was like, he was just so sweet. He was like, it's so good to do that kind of self-care thing for yourself. Realize that you don't need anyone to buy you dinner and drinks. Like, you can do it yourself.
I can buy myself dinner.
Okay, yeah.
Take myself to Minetta Tavern.
And it was a little awkward at first. I was sitting there and I really wanted to grab my phone. And then I decided I'm going to put my phone away and try to sit in the uncomfortableness of just sitting there and kind of looking around. I felt like the bartenders were like
staring
looking
at
me or like maybe feeling like they needed to make conversation with me because I was by myself or something. And I feel like that was probably in my head.
Yeah.
And I ended up saying that to him. I guess I was a martini deep. And I said, like, oh, it's like a little awkward kind of, like, sitting here by myself. And he said, oh, that's only you're thinking that. No one else. Yeah. Everyone's too concerned with what they're doing.
No, literally.
So true.
That's what, like, somebody said to me a while ago when I was going to the gym. And I was like, I feel so insecure. I'm like, I don't know what to do when I go up. You know, like, there's, like, the weight section. And I feel like it's heavily dominated by men.
Right.
And I always feel so uncomfortable going up to the weight section and, like, getting a 10-pound weight and then, like, standing there and doing whatever I do because I don't even know what I'm doing. And somebody would told me, they're like, Cicely, nobody is looking at you. Everybody's looking at themselves in the mirror, wondering how they look and wondering, like, what moves they're going to do and whatever. Like, nobody gives an
It's kind of the moral of life. You. Like, whenever I'm anxious, I'm like, oh, my God, everyone is thinking this. Or I have a conversation. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, did I say that wrong? And everyone's just too caught up thinking about themselves.
Right.
They don't even think about
it. It's so true. Or when you're insecure at work, you're like, oh, this was, like, not good. I shouldn't have done this or whatever. Nobody's thinking about it. I remember I was like, I did something and I was like, oh, that wasn't like my best work. I'm embarrassed about that. Mm-hmm. And somebody called me from work and they were like, that was so awesome. Like, you're so great. Blah, blah. And I'm like, really? Like, I was just sitting here in my self-loathing moment being like, what's wrong with me?
And the bartender said, he was like, you only feel that way because society has made you feel
that way. You guys got deep.
This guy was, I loved him. Shout out David.
Okay.
He was just so nice. And then he made me feel so comfortable. And then I feel like I almost got rewarded for, like, doing this kind of difficult thing because he was like, oh, do you want another drink? And I was like, no, I'm good. And he was like, let me give you another drink. And he poured me a second martini.
That's so sweet.
And I just was like, wow,
And then I took a cab to the play, and I was having that moment where I was looking out my window, and I was like, I love New York City.
You're like, Gwen Stefani, like, hand out the window, rolling like a wave.
I said to him, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to make it to this play with the second martini, but it was just really, it was a fun night to myself, and it was a good reminder of...
You don't need anyone.
You can do things by yourself and totally. Have, and enjoy yourself. And I was thinking, oh, I'm, like, going to the play now, and I could put my headphones in... And listen to my music and look out the window. And I couldn't do that if I was, like, with someone.
Yeah.
Not saying that I don't want to be with someone, but it was kind of this nice realization that my own company is really fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a nice night. And I feel like this week has been so much better than last week. So I'm happy.
Yay, oh,
I'm so happy.
Thanks, guys. Yay. Okay. Who's next?
Okay, Cicely?
Okay, Cicely will go. My name is Cicely. I'm 23.
Living What's a fun fact about
NYC.
You?
A fun fact about me is...
No, say one.
My teeth are fake.
They know that. They know the whole story.
Oh,
Her favorite color is...
Pink. I had pink hair for like 5 years.
Yeah, they don't know that.
You don't know that. So now you
and
do.
And at one point... I had blue hair and Cicely had pink.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God, and you we took a picture hair. Together.
And G posted it and said Cosmo and Wanda.
That's right.
And I said.
Wait, isn't that green and pink? Yeah,
kind of green. I think mine had kind of faded by then.
No,
it
you
was,
said
it was more
Smurf
seafoam.
And something. I don't remember what you said.
Whatever.
It was kind of seafoam.
How was your week?
Yeah. My week was great. This week went by so quickly because Monday we had off.
Yeah.
So this last weekend.
Wait, that feels like ages ago.
Doesn't it?
How was Connecticut?
It was so fun. Yeah. So this last weekend, I went up to Connecticut. With my boyfriend and all of his friends, and it was really fun. It was kind of like a coupley little weekend. We just like rented an Airbnb. Oh my God, I didn't even tell you guys the crazy thing that happened. Anyway, so we're going up there, we're eating at this pizza place that's my boyfriend's favorite. I forget, Frank Pepe, I think is what it's called. It's in New Haven, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious pizza. We've gone there before. We went there once when we, like, did a road trip up to, like, Cape Cod. I forget where we went. We went somewhere. Not Cape Cod. I forget. Like, somewhere in Boston, I think. Whatever. We went down, went to this pizza place. Delicious. I've always wanted to go back. So we went back. We're sitting at this pizza place, and they're all like, okay, this is stop one. And I'm like, stop one? What the hell is everybody talking about? We did a pizza tour, and I didn't know it was a pizza tour.
Oh, my God.
You signed up for it?
No, it was like we were doing a tour.
Oh.
And it was crazy because there were 9 of us, and this was Sunday, and...
Wait, so you just get a slice at each place?
Well, I wasn't aware of that. So I was like, I'm stuffed. And they were like, this is the first stop. I was like, you're kidding. And so we went to 4 other pizza places after that. So I basically
so
had
fun.
Like a pizza tour, and then after that it was like a Caesar salad tour for me personally because I was stuffed to the gills.
You got to test the different
Caesar
salads.
But I had like bites and stuff. Yeah. It was delicious. It was so fun. I have all the recommendations if you guys need a list of New Haven pizza spots because there's so many.
They're known for their pizza.
And I didn't know
Wait,
that.
They are?
Connecticut.
Yeah,
Connecticut.
When I went to New Haven, I got pizza.
Why?
It was so good. They're known for
it. They have so
know.
Many places up there.
It's
I don't, it is so delicious. I don't know what they put in that. They put their whole budesi into their pizzas. You should see the way they make it, too. They have this really long stick, and they put these pizzas, like, so far in this massive oven. It's so cool.
What's the
I'll
vibe?
Put my
is it,
stick in the oven.
It's very like
is
old
it
Italian.
Thin?
Oh no, not the vibe of the restaurant.
Oh,
the vibe of the
no,
pizza.
I
got
meant
it.
The pizza.
Thin,
I don't like
thin,
no.
Deep
it's,
dish.
It's not deep dish, and it's not really thin. It's kind of in between.
Okay.
And they're square usually,
oh,
and then
square.
And then a few places it was round. It was just so good. My favorite one was from this place called. I think it's like Maureen's a Pizza or something. That's not what it is.
Maureen's
but
a Pizza.
It's like it's a name. I don't think it's a name. It's like. Almost like a rock. It's like Marite or something. A pizza. I forget. I will let you guys know if you really are that interested.
I'm just laying my foot here. I'm sorry. I don't know where to put it.
I don't know where to put it.
G just gave me her foot. Anyway, so that was delicious. And there was 9 of us. So we were really scared that we wouldn't get into a lot of the restaurants or we'd have to wait a lot because I'm not kidding. There was a line around the corner at every single place. Like so many people in line. And we would go up just asking them a question like, hey, how long's the wait for 9 people? Like so many people were in line. They're like, oh, come on in. 9? All these are for 2 tops. No, we have a 9 too. And I'm like, where is this 9 top that you're just whipping out of your booty? Anyway, so we got into every place super easily. It was so delicious. Then we went to this place called Barcade. There's apparently one in the city too.
Yeah, I've heard of it. They have like arcade games.
Yes. So they have arcade games and drinks. It's like a bar and arcade. It was so fun. I whooped ass driving like the fake NASCAR.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
I got first place against this one girl, and then I got first place when I raced against everybody, because something that I don't like to bring out is my competitive side, because I do get very, very competitive and I don't bring it out often, but if somebody challenges me, I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna hopefully win or try my hardest.
Love that for
or
you.
Or die doing so.
<Just kidding.
laughs> And that was really fun. Anyway, so then the pizza tour is over. We're going to our Airbnb. We rented this Airbnb in like Weston, Connecticut. So it was like 30 minutes away. I went to the grocery store with a few of the people, and then a few of the people went to the house to go just like get it all ready and set up and whatever. I'm driving home from the grocery store or driving to the Airbnb from the grocery store. And one of the girls calls me and she's like, Sisley. I was like, what? She's like, that we got to the Airbnb, the door is wide open, and the Airbnb is trashed.
What?
And it was this massive house. It was holy like five shit. Bedrooms in Connecticut with a pool and a hot tub. It was a huge house, a trampoline. And she's like, it is trashed. I'm not kidding, trashed.
Wait, what?
That's insane.
So then she was
broken?
Like, well, we didn't know. And so we were like, she was like, we checked the house because they had like some people with them. So they checked the house. Nobody was in the house. And they were like, we're thinking we're just going to stay. And then the cleaners, we called the Airbnb owner. She's going to send some cleaners. They're going to be out of here by 9, and then we'll be good. And we got half off the house. So, like, do you want to stay? And I was like, yeah, that sounds whatever. But then we got there, and they were just kind of sitting at the dining room table and, like, a little scared, like, a little shook up.
Yeah.
And I walk in, and this place is motherfucking trashed. Like, chairs broken, dollar bills in all of the rooms. Like, food all over the floor, pizza sauce on the wall. Like,
Wait, what?
Fully trashed. It's a massive house. Like, cushions everywhere.
So like the cleaner just didn't come.
Well, basically when they called the Airbnb owner, she said that there was a mix-up because it was listed on Airbnb and like bookings.com or something, and she didn't see that we were coming, basically, so she didn't send the cleaners to go clean it in between. But I was like, I don't care about that. I'm like, your house is trashed, like fully trashed.
Well, yeah, right. Even if someone was staying there,
do you want us to send pictures? And she was like not worried at all. Anyway, so then the cleaners come, they start cleaning, we're helping them clean everything. I was talking to the cleaning lady, and she was like, no, this happens a lot, because with Airbnb, the cleaning fee is $300, and people sometimes get mad and will like try to get their money's worth. And so they'll like trash the house. I don't know. It
was
so weird.
That's insane, though. What does that mean, get your money's worth? You're paying, I mean.
Well, some people just like, they're like, they're pissed that the cleaning fee is $300. And so they're like, well, I'm going to get my money's worth, blah, blah, blah. And they just trashed the place.
That's
like,
so rude.
It was so strange. The amount of stuff, like crumbs all over the floor. Like they took chip bags and just basically opened them.
Well,
I know. Yeah. I was like, oh my God. So we were like, you handle the upstairs. If you change the sheets, like we're happy. We'll clean downstairs. Like it's totally fine. But that was just so wild. Anyway,
that's really
that was
weird.
Yeah. It was just, it was so strange because there was like kosher food everywhere, but kids' toys everywhere. But then dollar bills all over all the bedroom
You're
floors.
You're like putting all the clues together.
I was like,
You're
we
like,
were,
what
and art
here?
Was missing. Like you could see there was a nail and like a placeholder where art should be. That was not there. Like everything
but
about
it's true,
it was
you
so
would
strange.
Think, okay, there, maybe a bunch of teenagers stayed here
exactly.
through a party. But if kids were there, why would they be doing
like,
that? Right?
Religious people with kids. It was just like so strange. A lot of alcohol. It was very, very, very bizarre. But it ended up being fine and fun.
And you got half off.
We got half off.
That's so nice.
And
nice
that was nice. And then the next day we went to a diner, and then my boyfriend and I just went like thrifting on the way home, and it was so
Ew.
Fun. I got my bunny zip-up sweater. I'm like so in love with it. And then that was fun. And then another highlight from the week, I saw Magic Mike, the new Magic Mike.
I saw
How
that
was
you went.
It?
Yeah.
It was.
Was it good?
So bad. It was good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I feel like that's just kind of the vibe that it has to be. It's way less kind of like strippery, I guess, is like the thing that I would say, and more so story based, which
plot driven.
Kind of, which I was like, Channing, if this is the last dance, you better give me my money's worth. Anyway,
well, it's good because you guys prepared by watching. Matt, didn't you watch
Magic
Mike?
Yeah, we watched.
Like,
my boyfriend and I were like, we watched a few of the Magic Mikes getting up to it. And
wait, how many are there? I thought
there's
only
There's two.
I think there's two, yeah.
And then this is the third. This is the last dance.
Oh, this is the third. I thought
this
was the second.
No, there was a few. No. And I did something kind of funky. So we went to dinner. whatever, fine. Then I went to Regal Essex Crossing, and I got a few tequila sodas at that bar.
There, I know there's a bar.
Can you there's take a it into bar, the... and you can take it into the movie
theater.
I've never
I haven't been in the mood the couple times that I've been, but I have noticed the bar.
I noticed it too, but I didn't realize that you could bring it into the theater.
You can bring it into the theater.
Wow. Okay, that's
they don't have limes. I was like, can I have a lime with my tequila soda? He's like, we don't got that.
And
I was like,
just straight up.
Okay. But it was just, it was delicious. Yeah. It was a delicious tequila soda.
Do they have like cocktail? Is it
yes,
like...
they have like margarita. They have so, they have a menu. I was just so shocked.
Do they
shocked.
Have the, a Regal special?
No, they do
I feel
not.
Like they should make their own.
They should do.
They do not?
Themed
what
drinks.
Do you guys think the Regal special would be? Be like popcorn flavored.
Like icy with like,
oh, that would be so yeah. delicious. I should get an icy and be like, can I just have a shot?
Did I just cook something?
Gee, that is insane. Anyway, it was so bad. It was good. And it's just like fun going to something like that with my boyfriend. Yeah. He was laughing the whole time, like audibly laughing. And it's just, it's so funny seeing, this is going to sound so mean. It's so funny seeing Channing Tatum like try to be serious in a role or something. It's just like,
I love
what
Magic
is going
Mike.
On?
It's like, yeah.
He's like, I just don't know if I can do this. I'm like, I think you can. Like, and then she was like, there was this one scene in the beginning where she's like, I want a lap dance or something. She's basically, he's like a retired person. They bring COVID into it. They wrapped fucking COVID in, which anytime they bring COVID in, so I'm like, leave it out. Anyway, so now he's like a bartender because his furniture career didn't pan out because of COVID. And
he had a furniture career?
Yeah, remember in like the last Magic Mike, he like always wanted to go into furniture.
No,
he wanted
I don't
to make
that.
Like a furniture thing. So basically in the first
Why?
One.
That's so random.
I think there might be, there's three Magic Mikes for sure. There's the first one where it's just him becoming a stripper.
Yeah,
then
I know
there's
that
the
one.
Second one that I just watched. That's he's like a construction worker too, and he finds this guy at the construction site, falls in love with his sister. Do you remember that one?
No. I haven't seen
and
any
then
of
brings,
them.
Okay,
I think I've only seen the
and
first
then,
one.
Well, maybe I'm like a super fan. And then brings the construction worker, like the guy he met at the construction site, into the strip club and makes him a stripper. And then the third one, he has left stripping because his passion is furniture building, which you kind of they allude to it a little bit in the second one because he's saving up money. And then the guys are like, one last show, come on, we're going on the road. And they get in this like van RV and they go around the world doing or around the country doing this show. And now this is the last
dance. You know what I was wondering was when I saw the trailer and Salma Hayek was in it, mm-hmm. all I was thinking was like, isn't she how old is she? I always
she
thought
looks
Salma
a little
Hayek
older.
Was older than him.
Oh, she is for sure.
I have to say I just love seeing because I always feel like in movies, the men are always so much older and the female love interest is so young. And I love that they kind of like flipped
it. I love that.
I don't know if that was on purpose.
Yeah. It might have been. I don't know. She's amazing. I love her. She's so cute.
Me too.
And I just seen her on my way home from, I was recently went to Mexico City and I went to the Frida Kahlo Museum.
Oh,
and so
I love
on my way
museum.
Home, so the best. And on my way home, I watched Frida.
Yeah.
And the best, no?
It's the best, no? That movie was the best. It was so good. So I was just like, I'm on my game with her. So I was really excited to see her in this.
Yeah.
That's really fun. That's the perfect movie to have a tequila soda for.
A few tequila sodas and some popcorn. It was
enhanced.
The best.
I also went to Regal this week.
What?
See, but
what'd
I went
you
alone.
See?
I one of my guilty pleasures, I don't know if this is even guilty, it's just a pleasure, is going to the movie theater alone. Like
not
I,
guilty. My one of my top five hobbies.
It's a dream.
I love it so much. I don't know. Some people don't like going to the movie theater alone. It's
I actually prefer it.
I weirdly like get anxious sometimes at movie theaters just because like the bad stuff that has happened at movie theaters sometimes. So sometimes when I go by myself, I have that complex that we were like talking about where I feel like everybody's looking at me or
see, I feel like I don't have that because everyone's watching the movie. It's
I don't
so
think
dark.
They're judging me, but I feel like eyes are on me, and then I start to get anxious. Like, oh
that
my god, is something
sense.
Gonna happen? Like, what's happening?
For me, it feels like my safe place, my safe
Same.
Space.
That's her safe space.
So I went. I saw this movie Close, which was so good.
Wait, what's it about?
But it's like so sad.
Oh,
basically, it's about these two teenage boys, and it kind of follows their life. But This is what I do. I order my favorite food. I bring it into the theater, and then I eat while
What'd you
I
get?
Watch the
What'd
movie.
You get?
I got Indian food because I was craving Indian food. That so I brought good. Indian food and some like cookies.
Yum!
Oh, and
Did
it was
you have
so
the best
good.
Time?
But this movie was so sad. I was like literally bawling. Like, I never I never cry really, like, out loud or on the outside.
She's crying on the inside constantly.
But, like, when I'm around people, like, I don't want to cry. But I feel like when, if I'm alone, like, I'm fine, like, because no one's looking at me. So I was just, like, bawling. The whole theater was bawling. But, like, tears were running down my face the whole time. You guys should see the movie.
Close.
Is it, like, seen the trailer.
Up for an Oscar or anything?
I think it missed the Oscar period, oh, but it's like really,
really
good.
Is anyone in it? That's
no, just not like that you would know.
An indie maybe?
Yeah.
Anytime someone's like Sicily, France, like, are you going to be on Forbes 30 to 30? Are you going to do this? I'm like, ugh, I missed the period. Like, I peaked after. I can't submit. Yeah.
Did anyone just hear my stomach? Did you hear my stomach?
Yeah, no. I did.
In the headphones? Are you hungry?
No, I just like, whoa, I'm so hungry that I was like,
she was like, whoa,
to be on the podcast.
So is that...
That was probably the highlight of my week, because that was just, it was so fun. And there hasn't been that many good movies out. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to go see this one. It was so good. Another highlight of my week was on Monday. It was such a beautiful day.
Gorgeous.
It was like sunny and I had work off. And so I went on a run on like along the, you know, the river. I started down at the Lower East Side, my old running path. And then I went down and then up the West Side Highway. And it was just such a beautiful day, and I haven't run on that path since we were living in Ludlow, so it was giving me, like, flashbacks.
Nostalgia.
How many miles did you get in?
8.
Zoo!
I know.
Oh, slay.
Zoo is ahead of me.
No, I'm not. It was tough. It was a tough one.
Was it discipline over motivation?
It was discipline. I was like, I'm going to do it, and I did it. So that was definitely a highlight. It was sunny and just so nice. And then I guess I should give an update on...
Oh, yeah. Do you have an update on your date?
On my
What did we call him?
Ron.
Well, we all met him.
Yeah, we went to a bar.
The last time we talked on the pod, I had gone on my Valentine's date.
Right.
So then he ended up coming out with all of us on Saturday. We met up at a bar. And
also, side note, before that, we ate at this place called Potluck Club.
Oh, Potluck Club.
And it is in New York City in Lower East Side. And it is delicious. So if you're in New York, please eat there.
And here's my side note. Ron, I thought, was super nice.
Me too.
Yeah. I met him and loved meeting him.
And my boyfriend played pool with him, was like, he's so cool.
Yeah. No, he's a great guy. Super nice. I don't really have anything bad to say about him. I think what I got out of this third time seeing him was that... I just don't think we're compatible. Like, there's some people that you just, like, you're not very compatible with.
Yeah.
I think our personalities, like, I think he's a great guy. Like, I could see us being friends, but I didn't really feel, like, that spark or that romantic connection that I was kind of hoping for. And I am proud of myself for being open enough to, like, see him a couple times.
Yeah.
But I think after this time, I was like, I don't know if it's really there. You know, when you're just, like... He checked all the boxes that I was like, okay, you know, I want this kind of person and who's interested in this. And he checked all those boxes, but sometimes there's just not that connection.
Yeah.
And that's what I was saying to you. I said to you on the phone when we were talking, I was like, it can be the dream person or whatever that you think, you know, oh, if they have all of these things, we're going to have a spark. But I feel like that's like the beautiful thing about love and like meeting people is sometimes it's not your quote unquote type that you have that connection with. It's like this mysterious thing that just sometimes happens and sometimes it doesn't. And I'm watching the freaking Bachelor right now, which is so dumb, but like sometimes that's all he can say.
Did you see the Zoom rose ceremony?
I sent that to
you
guys. Was not me. Oh, did we both say
I sent it to you, and then like an hour later G sent it to me, and I was like, look at what I just sent you.
But it's interesting because, you know, sometimes he's like, there is nothing wrong with you, and I really think you're beautiful, you're kind, or like everything that I want, but I just don't feel it with you, and like that's the only reason he can give. Yeah. And I think that's
and I think it's also like so impressive and brave of you to like realize that the connection is not there, because sometimes I feel like, especially with me, like I'll push things farther than maybe they should go, or I'll stay in something longer than I necessarily want to, because I'm like, oh, I have fun with this person, we have so much in common, I love being in their presence or whatever, even if the connection's not there. And you just kind of like force it. Yeah. It. And then you're 2 years in, you're like, I'm not happy. You know, like,
yeah,
I got to do something about this, you know? So it's like good to notice that in the beginning and then have the whereabouts to be like, you know what?
Yeah.
This is not what I was looking for.
I think also it was just like a lot. Like it was like way too much. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of feeling like I don't want this. Like I don't think I'm ready for this. Like this is not what I'm really looking for. And so he texted me after that and I didn't respond.
So.
And then he texted me again and I didn't respond.
So.
Were there days apart? And then he texted me again.
Oh.
And I didn't respond. And this is my tragic flaw, my fatal flaw, is that I am a ghoster. Like, I am, mm-hmm.
Boo.
Like, I am really ghoster. Bad at texting people back. Yeah. And the more that you text me, like, the more anxiety I get. And I'm not going to, like, it.
Because it's almost like if somebody's texted you 4 times in a row and you haven't responded, then you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, then it becomes weirder that you're not responding. Oh, you know what I mean? It's like, then you have to address the fact that you didn't respond to the other three in order to respond. Yeah. So then sometimes it's easier to just not respond.
And I was like, maybe I'll just, like, not respond to him. And then I was, that's not a nice thing to do. Mm-hmm. So I sent him, you know, like a breakup text or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like,
how did he take it?
Good.
What did he say?
I totally understand, like, it was great to meet you, whatever.
That's nice.
So it felt like a weight lifted off my shoulder, and I was just, like, closing that chapter, on to the next.
And you learned.
I learned.
So much, and you had fun, and.
No, I was like, it is just good to have experiences, period, like, end of sentence. Yeah. Like, it is just good to have experiences, good, bad, ugly. Having experiences is better than locking yourself in your room and staying in your comfort zone, because you're not going to learn anything that way, and you're not going to have any interesting stories to tell or like know what you're looking for. So it's like you gotta have some experience.
And I think as like time goes on and the longer you're like not with somebody or not putting yourself out there and not experiencing the like harder it can seem to get back into it and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's good to just like keep yourself
open
and not like practicing isn't the right word, but like
practicing
get used to just like meeting new people, having conversations, everything that you learn from that.
But how do you feel now? Like, do you feel like discouraged, or do you still feel like?
No, I don't feel discouraged. I feel like at peace with it, and I'm ready to like move on, and I'm excited to meet new people, because I think having like it was fun, it was fun, and we had some sort of connection there, and so I feel kind of like ready to move on to the next person, and it's just like. It just made me realize, like, it's really not that serious. It's not that deep. Like, you can meet people, and they're here for a moment. What's that saying?
Yeah. Reason, a season, or a lifetime, baby.
Yeah. So,
I was thinking more here for a long time. A good time, not a long time.
That's a different one. Realize.
Yeah. Ooh, blue open eyes. Well, that's so fun. Should we answer some questions?
Yeah, let's answer some questions.
Showa. Actually, since we're on
the topic
dating
of boys.
Topic. And girls. And
everyone. We're talking about, but our questions are
What was the
about
Rihanna
boys.
Thing where she's like trying?
All gender appropriation.
Oh, yeah. My sister sent that to me.
ASAP Rocky is so hot.
Do you see him at the Gucci fashion show?
Yes. So hot. Oh, my God.
With the G's in his braids. He looks so good.
He's looking so good.
He put those in for my name.
You're kidding. I thought he was hitting on my boyfriend.
He was your celeb crush for a while.
He still is. It's just, there's something about once your celebrity crush gets married.
Yeah, they're like
he's
off
not
the market.
Married.
Whatever.
Well, he's like basically married.
You know, is a father. It starts to feel, you know.
Okay, don't
little,
come
like,
for the dads
fetched.
Like that.
I like to actually have the idea that my celebrity crush may become
In that someone similar that vein, Jack Harlow recently posted a photo onto Instagram that was like, I saw it on Instagram. Jack Harlow is one of my celebrity crushes. I saw it on Instagram. It's just
the one you sent me?
Yes. Yeah. It's just like a photo taken on almost like a disposable camera, whatever.
He looks so good.
It felt like I could have taken that photo. Like, I saw that photo and I was like, Jack. You know, like, my man. Like, I don't know why. Like, something about it, I was like, almost like it was in like my family album or something.
That's so funny.
He looked so cute.
He did.
But do you know what I'm saying? It's like, when your celebrity crush is single, it like feels like there's still...
Yeah, hope.
Yeah.
Hope in a way.
So you're saying Jack and I could.
Yeah, you know.
No, I'm happy without him.
Are you? Yes. She is, Greg. She's really happy. Okay. So our first one is advice on men who treat you like a girlfriend but don't want a relationship or to be exclusive.
Okay, so my advice for this, which is maybe not the best advice ever, so I'll just go first, then you insightful gals can get in there and really dissect it. If he's treating you like a girlfriend but doesn't want to be your girlfriend, is that the question? Or doesn't ask that or doesn't make the initiative or whatever, and it's been a while, whatever. My advice to that, as somebody who has been in that situation, is to just leave it. Like, literally get out of there and go find somebody who is going to give you what you want. If you want to be their girlfriend, and if you want that, then you can go find that with somebody else, and this person is not going to give that to you, and you have to have enough respect for yourself and what you want to be able to say, this is not aligning, you're not giving me what I want, and I'm gonna go find that, goodbye.
Yeah.
But I am also, my therapist calls me like the drill sergeant. Mm-hmm. I am so like cut and dry with my decisions and stuff like that. Like if I make a decision or if something's not happening the way that I want it to happen, I'm like done, I'm out of it, I'm changing it.
You're not wishy-washy.
I'm not wishy-washy like that. And I think it's hard because it's sometimes hard for me to like give advice to people. Like my sister, love her with my entire heart. She's like the most compassionate person ever. So a lot of times when things are happening, she'll kind of think about their position and their side. And she's like, but what if they're going through this? Or what if they're whatever? And she's super empathetic like that. And I think I have empathy too, but she will kind of like play around in it and like muddle in the situation and dwell on it and whatever. And I'm like so bad at giving advice to her because I'm like, just don't do it. Get out. Do this. Right. Don't do that. Like, I'm so, this is the plan. Follow it.
Because a lot of people, I think, take on other people's emotions, like, a lot. I definitely am, I'm kind of like you more so where when I'm done or whatever. But I think a lot of people are so concerned with how the other person is going to feel that they take that so much into their decision making that they're then people pleasing and they're not actually following their intuition.
I agree. I think also you just have to, like, think about what you want. And I think, I mean, my last relationship was like this. He didn't ask me to be his girlfriend, and I could have asked him too, but he didn't ask me to be his girlfriend until like 7 or 8 months after we had seen each other. And we were seeing each other all the time. Like, it was COVID. We were together constantly, and I wanted to date him, and he just like never popped the question, never wanted to make it like that. And I then twisted that in my head, and I was like, I don't want that. I don't want a relationship. I'm so happy with this. Like, this is so easy, and I'm so chill, and I don't want anything. And I think also me especially, and something I'm trying to, I mean, as I'm on this journey of discovering my authentic self and bringing her out, like, I need, I at that time, I didn't really understand, like, maybe necessarily what I wanted as much. And I think I also thought more about how people perceived me instead of, like, following who I am truly and what I want. And so if somebody wasn't asking me to date them, then I was like, oh, that's totally fine, because I didn't want them to perceive me as this like needy person that needed to date them and needed a boyfriend and wanted them so badly. I wanted to like keep my cool and all those things. And at the end of the day,
you always want to be the chill girl.
You always want to be the chill girl. But at the end of the day, if you want to date somebody, like, you need to tell them that you want that. A few quotes I have. First one, you can't expect something from somebody unless you explain that that's what you want. And that's something that I always, like, have to remind myself of. So explain to that person, like, that's what I want. This is what I want. I want to date you. And if they can't reciprocate that, then that's not your person. And that's, like, just, like, the advice. That's the only advice I have. Like, go find somebody that will be, like, I am so in love with you. I want to date you so badly. Like, I want you to be my person. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's also so cut and dry. I agree with you,
but it's also, like, when I'm in the situation, I know that I wouldn't do that. Like, I've been in that, and I probably wouldn't leave someone because they didn't want to date me. So it's hard to say, because it's like, I can give advice. But in that situation,
did you want to date them?
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like I agree with you. Like, you deserve someone who wants to date you and who can give you what you want. But it's hard to know, like, how would I react in that scenario, you know?
Yeah.
What would you say, G?
I mean, I guess, well, maybe I'll answer like in between both of your guys' answers and sort of just be like, yeah, figure out what you want, But I also think, you know, people change. And I mean, someone can feel one way, you know, one month, and then the next month feel a different way. So I think you need to assess, you know, where are you in your life? Are you young? Because I don't think, like, our age right now, you know, we're not looking to settle down, have kids, have a family. Right. So there's not a huge rush. But I know a lot of girls who are wanting to do that. Maybe they're in their 30s. They don't have time to waste on, you know, people that don't want something serious. So I get that. But I don't know. If you're younger, I can kind of see just going with the flow and not needing to kind of control everything so much and just sort of see what happens. If you really like this person, you know, stick around. But yeah, I get what Cicely is saying too, because I think, you know, if you really are set on being in a relationship and that's what you want, then don't hang around for the situationship, because it, you know, might not end well.
I think, like I said earlier though, like, you have to communicate what you want, because right. if you want to date them and they don't know that, they could be in their own head thinking about something or psyching themselves out or not really, like, mm-hmm. understanding that you want that commitment. So I think you have to express to the person all the time that, like, before you leave or before you say, like, good riddance, like, I want this. If yeah. you can't give me this, I'm going to go do something else.
Yeah. And accepting.
And you can come back together.
Accepting that you cannot change people. Mm-hmm. And I have learned yeah. this the hard way. And you can't change people. So don't even have that thought in your mind
Period.
That you can change this person. They change. People do change. But you can't, like,
you initiate can't force that someone change. To change.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And
but
this,
also, if you're happy, then, like...
Yeah.
But if you're responding to our question saying that, like, you want this and it's not
yeah,
happening,
it
like, I don't think
yeah,
you're that happy.
Yeah.
So I think you gotta, like...
Right.
I think you just have to express
go ahead
your emotions.
And express your emotions. And if that's not reciprocated on, like, at the same level, then... Life's too short to be sitting around waiting for somebody to ask you to be there both things.
Yeah. And I think if... I also think you're right. If you're asking this question, you probably know the answer already.
Yeah.
Of what you want to do, sort of.
I mean, like, I've been there. It's hard. It's like when you like somebody and everything seems like it's working in your favor, but then there's that one thing that you want that won't happen. It's mm-hmm. like... I think, especially with me, I will then start focusing on, like, all the good things. I'm like, but he does this, and he does this, and
mm-hmm. right.
we have so much fun together, and he's my best friend. Like, how can I lose my best friend? And all this stuff, but...
There's someone out there that does yeah. want to date you, and is going to make you even more happy.
Exactly. Yeah. You're not going to, like, stay at a job if you're not getting paid. Like,
yeah,
step it up.
And it's, I mean, dating, you know, it's not that...
It's not that different.
It's not
probably.
A crazy thing to ask for, because really, I feel like what that means is that you just want to date each other. You don't want
yeah.
to see other people.
Yeah.
So if he or she is not on the same page and they want to be seeing other people, then
he's already treating you like a girlfriend.
Yeah. yeah. It's something's not aligning there.
Yeah.
You're not on the same page. So.
And I also
Turn
feel like when I was young... Oh, okay.
Did you
yes,
like that one?
I love that.
Next chapter.
I also feel like when I was younger...
The rest is still unwritten.
You write that story. I think when I was younger also, I thought about relationships and I was like, they are such a big deal. It's such a big commitment. But it's like, if you're in a situationship that sounds like what this is, I mean, I don't know it,
right.
but dating somebody is just putting a title on something. It shouldn't really change the relationship that much. Yes, yeah. it takes more effort.
It just means you don't want to see other people.
Yes, it just
much.
Means that like yeah. it's not, you can, I always was like, dating is, oh my God, the biggest commitment ever. Like, I'm going to have to text them back. I'm going to have to do all this stuff. And it's like, you should want to do that first of all. But second yeah. of all, it's like, you can just break up if it doesn't work out. Like, it's a big deal. It's sad,
yeah.
whatever. But it's not.
It's really not that
that
deep.
Hard. Like,
it's,
you know, it's
deep.
Like. Yes, you move into an apartment and you, like, sign a lease, and that's a little bit difficult. If you don't like it, then you're like, what do I do? How do I get out of this? You have to break a lease.
Yeah, you can get divorced.
A relationship. I mean, you're not getting married, but, like, a relationship, you can just be like, goodbye. Like, we're done. Like, adios. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You can. Yeah.
It's
I don't
difficult.
Know. I'm conflicted with you saying that, though, because I feel like I understand what you're saying, where it's, like, it's not that deep in the sense of, like, you should want to just be, if you really like this
it's
person, you should just want to be with them.
What
right.
you have.
Yes. But I am currently feeling the pains of heartbreak, and I'm like,
really
it is that deep. Like,
yeah.
I'm not
yeah.
gonna like get in. I am like, because I feel how painful heartbreak is now, like, it feels like death, like grief. I mean, I imagine it's like a similar level. I'm going to think twice before I really like commit to someone next, yeah. I think, because I'm realizing how serious it can be when like someone leaves your life. It's like a death, because someone's leaving your life. It's hard.
But I think based on this person's situation, I totally get what you're saying. I think on this person's situation, they're already intertwined with each other like that. So even if they end right now without the title, it's still going to feel
painful
and like that grief and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's like not that serious, like, oh, look, let's just date everybody and move on and whatever, because heartbreak is extremely difficult. I just feel like if you're already like investing this much and you want to date them and you're already like in this situationship with somebody, adding just a title of you're my girlfriend, you're my boyfriend, you're my whatever is not, like, that's not that deep. It's like, it's less. Does that make sense? Am I making any
sense? Yeah. Like they should want to do that. The guy should want to do that. Yeah. No, I agree. And I feel like people have situationships and stuff that go on for years.
Yeah.
And that's painful. Okay, this is a little bit of a longer advice question. Someone wrote, my BFF broke up with her 5-year boyfriend 6 months ago, and she still hangs out and hooks up with him all the time, no matter what I say to her. He broke up with her and still doesn't want to be together, but she's convinced herself he'll get back with her eventually, and this option is better than not seeing him at all. Like, what would you do?
This quote that, I forget where I heard it, but it's like the best quote ever.
I'm pulling through with the
quotes. I have so many quotes, you guys, up in this brain. I got nothing else but quotes. And Jack Harlow. Anyway, this quote, it said, you can't let somebody new into your life until you let somebody else out. And so I think, like, I resonate with that so much. I remember with my high school boyfriend, I was trying to, like, keep it together with him. We broke up when we went to college because I wanted to be single, but I wanted him in my life and whatever. And I just realized he's taking up all this time from me that I could be putting into something else or be open to something else. Because right now I'm not even open to anything else because I'm so focused on this thing or this person or this situation. And it applies to anything. But I feel like with her, it's like, I mean, it's so difficult because I understand like the feelings of wanting to be with somebody and having that connection with somebody. But if she is open and wanting to like meet somebody new or whatever, that's going to be extremely difficult when a lot of her energy, even if it's not even time or like things that you can think of, it's just like an energy about yourself that's being put to something else that makes you less open to something better.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. You know, I think that you said that to me before. You've said that to me before. Like, you can't open your heart to someone new. Until you've kind of closed a chapter. And I think that's true. You can't kind of like juggle all kinds of emotions and expect like something new to come into your life. But I was going to respond to the fact that this best friend is concerned about her friend, which is wonderful. And you can offer someone advice if they ask for it. However, I know firsthand, because I was the friend, I've been the friend before, you are going to do what you want to do at the end of the day. And so as the friend, I think the best thing that you can do is support this person in no matter what, you know, you can offer your advice and then sit back and let them figure it out on their own, because everyone's going to come to their own conclusion eventually about something, and it's very hard to change someone's mind. So I think just be a supportive friend by supporting whatever her decision is, and she'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's really good advice. Because if you're saying, oh, you should break up with him, like, you deserve better, at a certain point, that can create some sort of distance.
Right.
And it'll make the friend feel like, oh, well, I can't talk to her about this because she doesn't support me, whatever.
Exactly.
And so you have to kind of just be like, this is what I think, but whatever you do, like, I support you, whatever. Yes. And everyone's going to learn it their own way. That's the only way that you're going to learn. Yeah. And so just be by her side and let her know that you're there for her.
And I also think, like, as friends, we definitely hear either the best or the worst about the boyfriend and the relationship stuff. You know, we don't know as friends all the intricacies of someone's relationship. So you can give advice, absolutely. Like, this is someone that you know really well, but you're never gonna know exactly what's going on and the depth of something. So you kind of need to just trust, you know, that your friend's gonna make the right decision for them. Just because it's not something you would do, mm-hmm. doesn't mean that it's not the right thing for this person. You know, they have to figure that out on their own.
Yeah, it's really interesting because, I mean, even with, like, friends and stuff, like, I'll tell them about, I mean, I think with my friends, at least what I do is, like, if I'm going through a fight or if, like, I tell all the bad stuff. Like,
yeah.
This is what happened. Yeah. I'm so upset because I need my friends' support and advice on that stuff. So then the friends hear all the bad stuff. And then it's interesting when I talk to somebody who maybe is less involved in the negative of the relationship, like my therapist or my mom or my sister or something like that, they give completely different advice than what the friends give because they're not as involved in all the, like, little bad things that the person does or whatever.
Well, it's hard too because then you feel like you're defending the person because then you get all your friends on the side of, like, oh yeah, he's an asshole, like, break up with him. And then you're like, well, no, but he's actually a great guy and he's done all these good things and we've had good times. And
yeah,
so then,
like, your friends don't see you in bed with them when they give you, like, a good night kiss or, like, give you a massage or bring you flowers or text you cute things or do things for you, hold the door open for you, like, all these things.
Actually, my therapist said something this week that I thought was so beautiful and it relates to this. She was saying how, like, the drama of a relationship is usually just, like, a drop in the ocean of, like, your love with that person. And I thought that was such a sweet way to put it because sometimes you can get so caught up in the drama of something and it's bigger than that. So I think that's good to remember as friends, too.
Yeah. And, like, with the ocean metaphor, it's, like, everything's always moving and flowing.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Yes, it's that drop, but, like, the ocean will, like, take that drop and just, like, move it along with everything else.
Yeah.
And I think that goes back to relationships, too. It's, like, as a friend, you're not seeing that whole ocean. You're just seeing the droplets. Mm-hmm. And the friend or the girl who, or person who's in the situation is, like, feeling all the waves, too. Mm-hmm. So I think also as the friend, it's easy to give a cut and dry, similar to my advice, cut and dry advice by saying get out of this relationship. That's the easy thing to do, but she's not, like, caught up in the ocean, you know?
Right
So you can throw her a surfboard.
Just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming. Just keep
swimming. That's a good note to end on. Just keep swimming.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. Follow us on socials at @_pod
and we'll see you for another ep
next week.
We're getting on a schedule, you guys. Get ready. This organization, you're not going to know what's happening.
Kiss.